Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 20, Hiking as Cross Training. Hi, Braves. Welcome to the podcast for new runners. Whether you've been running 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, or you've just gotten out there once or twice in the last 6 months, I hope this podcast will provide you with some of the tools you need to become successful. My goal is to keep you running, to give you what you need to stay healthy, and to learn to enjoy running, to make it a lifelong habit, something you look forward to doing. I hope you will all visit the Mojo for Running page on Facebook. I post there every day or so, and even though you're relatively new or very new to running, I think you'd enjoy reading those posts, and I would love for you to comment. I love getting to know my runners, my listeners. You might also enjoy listening to the other podcast that I do, the Mojo for Running podcast. I've been doing that one for about 5 years. It's aimed at what I call the middle of the pack runners, which is almost everybody. But there's plenty of information that you'd appreciate even this early in your running career. Today, I want to talk about a form of cross training that I don't hear very much about, oddly, because it's incredibly valuable. I think hiking is the very best cross training for someone to do at the very beginning of their running career, or even before you get started. I'm talking about hiking. And by hiking, as opposed to walking, I mean walking on an off-road trail, preferably in the woods, because that provides a magical atmosphere for your exercise. But any unpaved trail will do. Try to find a trail that has some roots for you to navigate and some elevation change as well. That's right. I want you to actually look for rooty, uneven trails, or at least seek trails that have some roots and some elevation change. A little sand would be nice too. Yes, that's a good thing. You see, when you run on pavement, every step is pretty much the same. It's completely flat. On the other hand, when you're on an off-road trail, every step is different. Even if it's a pretty mild trail, maybe just hard-packed grass or dirt or bark chips, that's still going to be a little bit more challenging, and that's a good thing. In fact, it's ideal for a beginning runner. Let me list the advantages of hiking over walking. Number one, your brain does something we call proprioception, or it actually, how can I explain it? I'll give you a dictionary definition. It's the unconscious perception of movement and spatial orientation arising from stimuli within the body itself. Let's see. Here's another definition that might be a little bit better, easier to understand. It's the ability to sense stimuli arising within the body regarding its position, motion, and equilibrium. That one's a little better. Obviously, there's much more going on within your body when you walk on uneven, constantly changing ground. Your brain and coordination must do a lot more work. If your foot did exactly the same thing with every step, but the ground was slightly different with every step, like it is on an off-road trail, what would happen? You would fall down. The muscles in your foot and legs, well, the muscles in your whole body, must respond to each step differently to keep you from falling. That might sound like a lot of trouble, but of course, it's really not. It's all pretty much done involuntarily. You wouldn't even think of it if I hadn't mentioned it. But think about it now. It's a lot more trouble to stay upright when the ground keeps changing. It's just that you don't really think of it. When I say it's a lot more trouble, I just mean your legs, your muscles, your system of balance does more work. It gets trained. So when you're out there hiking instead of walking, you're getting much more out of every mile, every half mile, and every quarter mile. This is hugely important. If you did this without shoes, which I strongly advise against, you'd see the muscles in your feet, lots of different muscles, flexing, moving, and twitching, much more than when you walk on pavement. Now, you're probably saying, why do you advise against it? Well, remember, those muscles are going to work no matter what, whether you're wearing shoes or not. But I figure your feet aren't terribly strong yet. Also, some trails might have hazardous objects. However, if you find some nice grass and your feet are stronger, either because you go barefoot a lot, even if that's just around the house, or if you've been doing exercises to strengthen your feet, then by all means do walk barefoot, but only if you find a smooth, hazard-free area and start with a short distance and build up gradually. Number two, hiking improves your balance, and that's a huge and frequently overlooked element of running. Think about it. When you run, you never have both feet on the ground at the same time. You're always balancing when you're running. Therefore, if you want to improve your running, improving your balance will have an excellent impact. So, from my point of view, if you hike more, you're going to be a better runner faster. It's much harder to maintain balance off-road than on-road. For experienced runners, I always suggest that they do at least one run per week on varying terrain, because that will greatly improve their running. For a new runner, running off-road is not recommended. Not running off-road, not yet, because it's much more intense and it's too easy to fall. However, hiking will give you most of the same benefits. It's a great way to get stronger. Walking is great exercise, and it's what I recommend for your easy days when you're just starting out. Even if you can only get to an off-road trail one day a week, do it. Walking off-road, hiking magnifies the payoff. Number three, it will strengthen other muscles in your feet and ankles. Many people worry about rolling an ankle, but it's important to realize that when the ground is different with each step, your ankles do much more work. Hiking can be as slow as you want, and you'll still get the advantages. So take it slow, and then you won't worry so much about rolling an ankle. You should go slow, because that way you'll be less likely to fall. Yeah, you can fall, even if you're not running, so take it easy. Just take it easy and pay attention to every step. Then you should be fine. If you can, find a trail with roots to step over. Or maybe if you're unsteady or you feel like you could fall or might trip, then just over time try to find harder and harder trails or ones that have a little bit more variation in footing, ones that have more roots, ones that have a little sand. Maybe the best kind of trail will switch from bark chips to leaves to sand to grass. All of that is really good for you. Even 2 miles of hiking on a rooty trail with a little loose sand or elevation change is a great workout. Number four, it breaks up your training regimen. You'll find that you look forward to the day you hike in the woods, perhaps more than you look forward to any other day of training in your schedule. I highly recommend that you take a friend, too. Remember, it's easy to talk when you're hiking. Number five, you're in the woods, hopefully. That's a thrill in and of itself. Find out where the trails are in your city. If you don't know, go to a running store and ask them where there's some good hiking trails. They'll probably know. Remember, high school cross-country teams have to train off-road because their races are off-road. So it tends to be the case that every running store will know where cross-country teams train, and that's usually a good place for any runner to get out and run, or in your case, to hike. It always amazes me that most adults go years without ever going into the woods. In fact, most kids never even get out in the woods either. That is such a shame. After an hour in the woods, all the hustle and bustle of everyday life slips away, and with it, the stress. Suddenly, everything is simpler. I always tell my friends, or I have mentioned this anyway, that, well, I should point out the reason this makes a good point is that I live in Tampa, Florida. So I'm like an hour away from Disney World and SeaWorld and anyway, a lot of different theme parks. And I always say I would rather spend 2 hours running in the woods than a whole weekend at a theme park. Really. If you have not been in the woods lately, go out there. It's just so refreshing. I I can't even put it into words. You have to be there. You have to smell what it smells like to be in the woods. You have to see some wild animals. You know, we see wild turkeys around here, and we see deer and armadillo and raccoons. And it's just, there's just something about it. It's wonderful. Mother Nature is magnificent, magical. I passionately encourage you to visit often. Spend an hour every week in the woods and it will change your life. Seriously, I am not kidding. That's it. I hope I've given you good enough reason to at least give it a try. I'm happy to announce that I can now offer my listeners a one-month trial membership to Audible. You'll get to peruse their over 150,000 titles and download a book for free. That's right. Just do a search by topic or author. Want to find out more about nutrition? I just finished listening to Liz Wolf's book, Eat the Yolks. Loved it. Before that, I listened to Cheryl Strayed's book, A True Story, of how she hiked the Pacific Crest Trail. That has now been made into a movie starring Reese Witherspoon. But as is usually the case, I hear the movie's not as good as the book. The book was really good. Anyway, over the years, I've probably listened to a couple of hundred Audible books while out running. I used to listen to them on my iPod. Now I listen to them on my iPhone. Any smartphone will have apps that you can download so that you can listen to books that you download from Audible. I listen at the grocery store. I listen when I'm out running. I listen when I'm riding in the car. My phone is always with me, and that way I always have something to listen to. For me, because I spend a lot of time taking my parents, they're both 86, to doctor's appointments, I spend time waiting a lot of times while they're having tests made, or I'm just twiddling my thumbs in the emergency room or whatever. And I tell you what, listening to these books on through my phone with audible.com is just, it takes me away. It takes me away to another place. And it's always with me. I always have lots of different books that are downloaded that are in my phone. So I have lots of options. Whatever suits me on that particular day, I dial it up and start listening. To get your free month, go to audibletrial.com/mojo. Now today's quote, great things never come from comfort zones.